Right, so I'm with David Kelly and asking him, what should artists and designers know right now while they're in school to help them survive in the future?
Well, you know, I really think that designers have always kind of been isolated for what's going to happen in the world. They're surprised when they get out of school that there's these, like, business guys driving the bus, or there's, you know, that there's other people that are important. And we're kind of, we were, in my school, and we were kind of led to believe that our discipline was the kind of macho thing, and that the best person in our discipline was going to be the one that they were going to deal with for the rest of their life. And then you get out of school, and you meet all these other people, the head of R&D, and the business, the head of marketing and stuff, and we just had no sense of that. So to me, as design kind of takes its, in my perspective, rightful place, you know, as a seat at the table, I'm realizing that the other seats at the table have value to us, right? That those things, in some ways, if we look at everything as a big design project, then those other seats at the table are just constraints on us doing our job, right? As opposed to they don't exist. And we actually like constraints. Designers pretend they don't like constraints.
That's nice.
But the truth is, it's really so much easier for us to be creative and innovate when it's more challenging. So it's like you feel better about it if you have all the constraints. So I really think that, I keep all the same tools that we're learning in the design, you know, in the art side of things and the design side of things and even the engineering side of things for designers. But so we keep all those tools, but I think we have to add the tools of the kind of collaboration with these other disciplines and not see them as difficult or the enemy or whatever, but see them as constraints that are just like, you know, you have to paint on this side's canvas, or, you know, the wall in the gallery is only this big, or the, you know, I mean, it's, they're just constraints that that we're actually good at incorporating, and just that we've for so long haven't had them as part of the, they just weren't in our equation, and now that we have a seat at the table, it's easier to see them, and it's easier for us because we're seen more as an equal sitting at the table rather than that, you know, like after it's all done, you know, decide to
fix it up, make it
the right color, make it, you know. So
to be able to realize that we're all kind of one now.
Yeah. No, yeah, I know. We're trying to make, and what's made that easier, I think, is that so many of my students anyway, and almost everybody I run into, wants to do something that has impact in kind of a social way. You know, it's not, people aren't coming and saying, you know, I want to make $1 million in royalty off of this new chair I'm doing. They're coming and saying, you know, I want to work on, you know, childhood obesity, or I want to work on developing world or pure water. So the fact that we kind of, our projects seem to kind of have a higher purpose, right, allows us to incorporate these other, you know, we're all on the same team as opposed to it's a zero-sum game and I'm trying to win. If my design will be compromised by the other guy, we're all kind of going. For some reason, the social good aspect has allowed us to move forward as a member of the team rather than we're kind of infighting amongst ourselves.
It's revealed the importance of design.
Yes, it has.
Interesting.